Are you ready for the word of God this morning? Let me start by saying Happy New Year. It's called Happy New Year, not Sad New Year. No matter what happened, we can always be happy. And our happiness is in who? It's in the Lord. So Happy New Year to each one of you here. 2020 is a strange year. You know, I find that it went too fast. Like I was on a fast track. I don't know, maybe it was because, you know, the rush for the toilet paper, you know. And I asked my wife, if there's no toilet paper, what are we going to do as a church? So we decided that if there's no toilet paper, then we will ask every family to bring one roll. Just like in school, every children bring a box of tissue paper, you know. And the uncertainty that we have, you know, the lockdown, no church services, and we have 12 weeks of live stream. All this added to the flying away of time, like a kite in the sky. Or maybe it's going, getting, you know, too fast because I'm getting old. And everything seems to be so fast to me. I find that 2020 is here, there, then, and it's all over so fast. Now we are in 2021. Already we are on the third day of the new year. And this is our first Sunday message. This morning, I rode on my bike 16K. The sun facing me, the wind not behind me, the wind, strong wind blowing against me. And as I cycle against this wind and the sun facing me, I'm hearing the book of Psalms, chapter after chapter as I write. I want you to know what an awesome day to be alive. What a great day to be alive. And this is what God promised you, promised me, that His mercy and His loving kindness will be new every morning. This is what He promised as the sun sets and rises every day. So every day is a new day, a new beginning, a new page every day for your life. I look at myself. I am on the third page of volume 65. I don't know what volume you are in. I don't want to live my life every page blank, did nothing. I don't want to live my life every page just woke up, eat, work, and sleep. Page 4. Page 5, same. Woke up, eat, work, sleep. I don't want to live my life that way. How about you? I want to live my life knowing that I have lived according to God's intention for me. I want each page of that volume, page by page, where I can write His story, His love, His grace, His goodness, His faithfulness, His working power in my life. But life sometimes is like a computer. It gets broke down. How many of you have a computer at home? The frustration when a computer gets broke down, it loses its speed, it freezes, and it stops doing what it was supposed to do or designed for. So can your life be. This is the start of a new year, the start of a new day for your life. I want you to know, don't get distracted. Don't let anything brought you down. Don't be so overcrowded with your mind and your heart, and you get so overloaded like a computer that you get brought down. What do you do when a computer gets brought down. The remedy is there's only one thing you can do to make the computer work as the day you got it. And the word is to what? Reset the computer. Simply shut down and start the device. When you do that, you are forcing all the programs, the activities, whether it is active or passive, to stop, to clear out all those things that you don't need. Then you start the computer again. My computer needs to be reset every now and then. This morning, do you need a reset in 2021? What does the word reset mean? It means to move something back to its original place or position. The word reset means to put a broken bone back in the correct position for healing. The word reset, I think this one the ladies will like it. The word reset means to put a gem into a new piece of jewelry. In 2020, whether you like it or not, the reset button has been pressed and the world is going through a free fall. Everything, your life, your work, and the seven pillars of our society, government, family, education, business, religion, art, and entertainment, all them, even the media, are under reset. The World Economic Forum called 2020 the COVID. They call it the Great Reset. The Bible is also full of reset story. Starting from Genesis chapter 1, the formless and the empty earth, God reset her. He commanded light and life into her. The Bible is full of reset story. Moses must reset after he did what he thinks he knows best. Took the life of an Egyptian. He was fearful. He ran and hid in the wilderness. God needs to use a burning bush to reset Moses to what he has called him to be, a deliverer of Israel. Naomi and the husband and the children thought there is always a better place somewhere, and they left Israel to a foreign land. Times to came, time passed. She lost her husband. She lost her two sons. She must reset. And how did she reset? By returning home. David must reset after he committed adultery and murder. Psalm 51 is the reset cry of David to God. My sermon this morning is Reset 2021 from John chapter 21, verse 2 to verse 22. The disciple they want to look at is Peter. Peter is called the rock, but he's not much of a rock after he publicly denied Christ. He promised that he would rather die than deny Christ. But the opposite took place. He denied Christ three times, not just one time, three times. And he went out crying. You see, Peter, in a world of self-confidence, self-reliance, and self-importance, was turned upside down. He was stripped, smashed, and flattened. Now, what could Peter do? Peter could press the alarm button. He could press the panic button. He could press no button and let life be as it is. And sometimes people do that. When they say, I get on with my life, what do they mean? I do nothing. Just live. Or he could press the reset button. Like Peter, sometimes we need something to take place, like COVID-19, like disappointment, failures, and sometimes even sadly loss, before we realize we need a reset to get back to God's original plan for our life. And what is God's plan for our life? The chief aim of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. If your life is not glorifying God, if you are not enjoying God, get back to what God has made you and created you for. You ask, why should Peter press the reset button and not the other button? Why not let life be as it was and live purposelessly and unfulfilled? No, Peter must press the reset button because Jesus loved him in spite of his failure. Jesus cared about him. Jesus asked him, have you any meat? Come and eat. Jesus wanted to restore him and recommission him to his first calling. Like Peter, you must press the reset button because Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord, have a purpose for your life. Living and struggling, living and going nowhere, living for the sake of surviving is not what God first intended for your life when you came into this world. He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants you to live life in fullness and fullest. This morning, you must press the reset button. How do you do it? By doing this, pressing this 5 reset action. The first reset action is refocus. Peter, who denied Christ, was disappointed. He was disappointed because he thought that he is the Messiah that will come to establish his kingdom. But Jesus was arrested and crucified. He was disappointed, disrooted. His conversation with the other disciple was, I am going fishing. What he's saying is that I'm going back to my old life. I'm going back to my own life. I'm going back to what I knew, what I did, and what I'm confident with. Peter was out of focus. He forgot the first word of Jesus when Jesus met Peter. His first word to him in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 was, follow me. And now, in John chapter 21, twice Jesus said this word. And the last word to him is the same. Follow me. In between the first follow me and the last follow me, many things has happened to Peter's life. He was the first to follow Jesus. He made the famous confession, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. He refused to let Jesus wash his feet. I don't know why. He cut the high priest's servant ear. He denied Christ. But Jesus has never altered or changed his first calling to Peter. Simply follow me. So Peter needs to refocus to the follow me rather than go out fishing. How about you? When you meet with setback, when things are not going well, when life seems a struggle, when you are hitting against the wall, when you have blown it, when you are out of focus with too many distraction things and care, my answer to you is stop. Press the reset button to refocus. Peter must refocus on Jesus' first calling. So must you. Start 2020 with refocus. Refocus to the first thing first. What is the first thing first in our life? Seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. What is the first thing first in our life? Focus on who He is. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Focus on what and why you believe in Him. Focus on eternal than temporary stuff. Life can be focused or unfocused. An unfocused life said, I have no goal. I will think about it. Next subject, please. Resulted in confusion, uncertainty, and fear of unknown. But a focused life said, I know my goal. I'm good. I'm doing it and enjoying it. I'm growing with it. I'm making headway with it. Resulted in confident fulfillment and happiness. In 2021, you cannot afford to live life unfocused and out of focus. Do not live life with blurredness, with hit and miss. Rather, live life with one thing. One thing I do, God first. Press the refocus button today and press it right now. No more excuses, no more procrastination. Press it now. Refocus to first thing first. The next thing you need to do to reset is expectation. If you are a fisherman, there is no joy going fishing and come back empty. And if you do that a few times, come back empty, you will hang up your fishing rod or you sell it. Peter and this group have been fishing from morning to night and they caught nothing. Expectation was not only at its lowest point, but expectation was lost and dead. Disappointed, tired, and frustrated, Jesus spoke to them, cast the net on the right side of the ship. But they did not know it was Jesus. This is the same Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 that told Simon Peter, launch the boat out in the deep and cast their net under the same condition. The same condition of them fishing all night and caught nothing. But Peter obeyed and ended up with a great catch. Maybe 2020. In 2020, nothing much, a bit here and there was happening with your life. Your prayer seems like not getting through. You ask God to touch you, to heal you, to give you breakthrough, but you're still waiting and waiting and waiting, and you only see a little bit of here and there. It seems so far away. I want you to know today, reset your expectation. Reset your expectation. Once again, Peter obeyed the word of Jesus and he caught a huge catch. Others were also blessed with the catch. Peter could respond negatively and say, I try and nothing. No more. Hands up. Give up. But he let down the net and expect a catch. It happened just as Jesus told him. Reset your expectation in 2021. There is power in expectation. Even the lame man at the temple gate looked at Peter and John with an eyes of expectation. He got more than his expectation. Not from man, but from God. Your expectation comes not from man, but from God. And I want you to know that God is the promise keeper. He is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. Nothing is too difficult for God. What He promised you, He will fulfill, because He is not a man that He should be given to lie, nor the Son of Man changing His mind. Does He speak and not do what He say? Does He promise and not come true? So God's promise to you is, I will. Reset your expectation button. Twice Peter obeyed and expected a catch. God met his expectation with a great catch. He knew, Peter knew the importance and the need of expectation. He wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Now we live with great expectation." The man who was down and out, who fished the whole night and caught nothing, but Jesus commanded him, he put out a net because he expected it to take place. Now he wrote the letter in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he say, "Now we live with great expectation." Do you live with great expectation? Yes, it has not happened, but it does not mean it will not happen. It means when it will happen, according to God's time. Some of you have been expecting, and it has not come. The delay has been longer and longer. But I want you to know, as long as God promises His word, expect it. It may be delayed, but it's not denial. In His time, it will come. Today I declare in Christ, your expectation is now. He is your expectation. Believe and expect. Expect with joy. Expect overflowing blessing. Increase your expectation of God who generously give, do, and perform far above what you ask, imagine, or think. Press the reset button of expectation. The third reset is serve. When Peter heard from John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, saying it was the Lord, Peter girded his fisherman clothes unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. The Bible concept of naked is far from Hollywood. In those days, you wear two pieces of garment. The inner garment without sleeve is right to your ankle. And then the outer garment with sleeve and it's longer is below your ankle. And the outer garment that you wear tells your status and your work. Why not today you see people what they wear, you judge them by what they wear. Ooh, this fellow wear blended. Those days was the same. What they wear was a status symbol. So when Peter was considered naked, it was that he was in his inner peace. Why? So that he could work easier. When Peter girded his fisherman coat, it speaks of readiness to work or serve. Serving is part of Christian life that none of us should avoid. Press the button of serve. Because when you serve, it will help in your spiritual growth. When you serve, it will develop the fruits of the Spirit in you. When you serve others, not everybody is going to listen to you. Not everybody is going to cooperate with you. Not everybody is going to agree with you. Some will step onto your toe. But this is where the fruits of the Spirit is developed. Serve. And you serve because future reward is prepared for you. You remember the sermon by Pastor Cara? She spoke on rewards. I do tell God sometimes, "God, can you reward me a bit here? Don't wait for them all in heaven." I don't know about you. For those who are faithful serving, thinking that no one knows, no one notices, underappreciated for your work by others, I encourage you with the words from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. "So let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up." I encourage you to keep up the good work and your reward will be great in days to come. For those who are not serving the house, not serving one another, may the word of Jesus encourage you. I come to serve and not to be served. May you press that reset button of serve and do it today. The next reset button is enkindle. The Bible reveals how and why God loved Israel. The greatest commandment is to love God with all heart, soul, and mind. There are Bible verses where God questioned Israel's love for him. Like Hosea chapter 6, verse 4. To Israel and unfaithful Israel, this is what he said. For your faithful love is like a morning cloud, like dew that disappeared quickly. But not like the way Jesus questioned Peter about his love for him. Three times Jesus looked at him, asked him a very simple, straightforward question. Do you love me? Once Peter confessed to Jesus, I love you so much. I'm willing to die for you, suffer for you, sacrifice for you, my life for you, and everything for you. But when the test came from the mouth of a young girl, Peter did not say no. He cursed and he swore and denied Jesus. The fourth reset button you need to press is enkindle. God, the fire that is in me, initiate it, oh God. Make my love for you brighter and growing. God, I want that love that is in me to be hot, oh God. I want that love for you, oh God, to be shining, that everybody knows that I love you, not just in words, but in action. God does not want cold love, dead love, lukewarm love. He wants enkindled love. One of the prayers of the early church father to God was, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. I don't know about you, but love can go cold very easily. I don't know about you, but love can become lukewarm. I don't know about you, that sometimes you don't tell someone you love them, they think you take them for granted. We need to press this button, reset the button, and kindle. The question to you today from Jesus, the lover of your soul, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Love me not just because of blessing, prosperity, and good life, but love me because I first love you. And I love you like a mother loves a child. The best expression of the mother love for the child is this. The mother hands that gather and protect the child, that covers and hides her in her womb, that die for the child. This is how God loves you. Do you love him? The Bible tells us, you must love the Lord. Not you should, not you will. But you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Later, we are going to take communion. This table is called the table of love. If this same question to Peter is asked to you, do you love me? What will your answer be? Your devotion, commitment, obedience, sacrifice, and many of your action and behavior as a Christian is tied to your love for Christ. The deeper the love, the deeper the response. You look at a couple, love relationship. When you look at that couple, you can see the level of love they have for one another. How is your love for Christ? Is it cold, day, lukewarm, or enkindled love? Today, press the reset button to enkindle your love for God. Enkindle love motivates you to love others. It motivates loving action. Feed my lamb. Feed my sheep. I need to press the button of refocus. I need to press the button of expectation. I need to press the button of service. I need to press. I won't use the word need. I must press the button of enkindled. The last button that you need to press to be reset for 2021 is the button called trust. This final button, trust. Trust is the firm belief in the character, strength, and truth of someone or something. The trust I'm talking about is trusting God in great time and tough time. Here Jesus gave Peter a picture of trusting God. I tell you the truth now. When you were young, you dressed yourself, you went wherever you wished. But when you are old, you will have to stretch out a hand while someone dresses you and take you where you do not want to go. He said this to hint at the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he commanded, "Follow me." If you cannot trust that person, would you allow him or her to hold your hand, to lead you? Of course not. Jesus was telling Peter what would take place in his life. Can he trust God? Peter confessed 3 times, "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord." Now, can he trust God for what is ahead? For his life in the hand of a living God. When everything is going well, you are winning and on top, it is easy to trust God. But when your world is in turmoil and collapsing, storm hits you from all directions, you feel alone, abandoned, and forsaken, can you still trust God? Trust His promises, trust His infinite wisdom, trust Him even when it hurts. Trust Him like a little child. Trust is used in the book of Psalms more than any other books in the Bible. Psalms relates to human challenges, pain, question, and suffering. When you go through all of this, the only assurance, comfort, and hope is to trust in God. He is the living God, not a dead God, and you can trust on Him. Psalm 27, 20 verse 7 to verse 8. Some trust in chariot and some in horses. But we will remember, we will trust the name of the Lord our God. Those that trust in horses and chariot will be bowed down and broken and fallen. But those that trust in the name of the Lord will be risen and stand upright. Trust in God is the button you need to press. Even when things are not happening, you may have a difficult time, you still need to trust in Him, because trusting Him is holding Him, is believing God, you love me, God. You love me and you know what is good for me and you have the power to help me and you want to help me. So I'm going to trust you wholeheartedly. I don't understand, God, but I have to trust you and I need to trust you, because who else do I have? Who else can I turn to? Jesus, look at Peter. Peter, you want to reset your life? press the button of trust. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and verse 8. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and has made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like a tree planted along a river bank with roots that is deep, that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. God, to trust you is to put my hope, my confidence in you, is to be planted in you, God. Upon your word, upon your life, upon your spirit, I draw them. Even though I cannot understand, Lord, I trust in you because I know the increase of the heat will not kill me. The lack of water will not thirst me because God, I'm rooted and hoping and trusting and I put my confidence in you. And somehow, oh God, you will see me through. Today, press the button of trust. Trust God, not self or goal. Only God has track records. The Bible is his proof. He has proven himself again and again, and he is trustworthy, true, and reliable. What he did for you in the past, what he did for you in 2020, he will do it for you again and again, again. Trust him. And let him take your hand and lead you. Press the reset button of trust today. Start 2021 by giving yourself, give yourself permission to press the reset button. Press it as new creation in Christ. As new creation in Christ, we press the button and we believe the old is passed away, the new is here. Choose to start each day, every morning, by pressing the reset button, refocus, expectation, serve, and kindle, and trust. Press the reset button and see how God moves you back to your original position, who you meant to be in him. What button will you press? The alarm button? The panic button? No button? Or the reset button? Starting from today, press the reset button to 2021. God wants to reset you to the place where he first called you. Let's pray. Jesus. The world is already on reset. It's not over yet. How about us? Do we allow what is happening? And say, what is it to me? Or to see them and ask yourself, what is in the physical is in the invisible. We're going to come to communion this morning.